Just fall inside yourself and don't bother with anything you notice. Don't bother with any thoughts that may come up and thoughts may come up. Don't bother with any feelings that are there. Don't pay attention to trying to change anything or do anything. Just let them be there, whatever you notice. You may notice perceptions, you may notice bodily sensations, you may notice pleasure, you may notice pain. Whatever you notice, just let it be there. Don't do anything with it. And just keep falling more and more fully inside yourself. Go deeper into what you call you. Go deeper into the interior of you. Just falling without acting, just falling. Just letting yourself go deeper and deeper. And as you go deeper, as you just fall more inside yourself, just consider, just take in the possibility that in that interiority, in that innerness that's in you, already existing is everything that you ever thought you wanted. Because consider that there's no way for you to want it, there's no way for you to recognize it unless it's already in you, at least as a seed, at least as a potential. In some form, it's got to be already in you for you to even want it, for you to even recognize it. So as you just taste yourself from the inside in your falling in, just consider that whatever you've been telling yourself, whatever judgments you've been making about something lacking, about something not being right, about some fault in you, about some quality that isn't the way it should be, about something someone else has more than you. Just consider the possibility that these judgments, like all judgments, are inaccurate. They're just mind judgments. And as such, by definition, aren't true. They're what your mind says, or what somebody's told you, or what you've thought at some point because of some experience. But that doesn't make it true. That doesn't make it something real. It makes it simply something you've judged, something you've thought. All judgments are thoughts. Do you really want to live through your thoughts? Do you really want your mind to define who and what you are by your judgments? This is what we do, day in and day out. This is what we're taught to do. But these self-judgments, like any judgments, any value judgments, are simply not true. So consider that whatever fault you find with yourself and whatever fault you find with your circumstances, whatever preference is there, whatever you like or don't like, whatever you prefer to be there or not be there, comes from a judgment that by definition is already wrong. And the possibility is to recognize that and to start living from what's already